Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:08. I'm Mike Derler, and I think these two ladies, since I put on my headphones, have been conspiring against me.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Good
Watch
morning.
Out.
Good morning, Stephanie.
We're all loaded with caffeine this morning. We're ready to go.
Okay, something ain't working.
Can you not hear us?
You're not coming through.
Should this be plugged in?
There's something unplugged over here.
No, that's not it.
All right. I picked it up, and so, I thought, maybe this should be plugged in.
Mic two, mic three, they're all on. Stephanie, say hi again.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Nope.
Is Michelle on? We can share.
Yeah, Michelle's on. Let's share that.
All right.
Number three. So
you see what he did, folks? You see what he did?
Yeah.
He muted me on purpose.
No, it's on. It's on. So now we got to fix that one. So
where's the other one?
Huh?
Where, don't you usually have three here?
Well, it's over there.
Oh, that's why. See, he's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta have one to talk in when I'm recording and doing strange things like dad. So, let's talk about Grill and Chill.
I'm gonna grab the mic. Let's talk about Grill and Chill.
Yeah, let's do.
So, Grill and Chill, what are we saying? It's an enhancement of our... Campaign. Yeah, I love that. I love that word, enhancement.
Campaign enhancement.
So, first, let's talk about the campaign, because we're wrapping up the campaign.
Yeah, let's do.
The last day of the month and year.
Yeah.
And we have already surpassed the $500,000 mark.
Holy socks.
Yay! Woo-woo!
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? 2 years in a row, which is so amazing. And I say it all the time, Mike. This community is so amazing with giving.
Yeah.
And I have noticed, though, the trend where the donations are smaller, but there's more.
Mm-hmm.
More. There's a lot of new donors this year. And every little bit adds up. We always talk about that drop in the bucket in the ocean analogy. So, we've already hit our $500,000 mark, and we're still going. Because, again, we have till the end of the year.
And we got 17 days to get a million.
I don't know that we'll hit a million, but let's strive for that.
You have no optimism.
I do. But, no, we're very, very pleased. And so all of the sales for this Ultimate Grill and Chill is going towards that $500,000.
Uh-huh.
Or going back into the community to fund our nonprofit programs.
Yeah.
So, very exciting. We still have tickets available. You can call 575-437-8400 to buy your ticket over the phone. You don't have to be present at the drawing on the 20th of December. You don't have to come by the office. We can do a transaction over the phone. We'll get your ticket stubs to you, however you want to do it. But there are some cool prizes. One winner is going to win this amazing smart Traeger smoker and grill. And I say smart because I believe it has the capability. It has Bluetooth, so you can control it on your and monitor whatever you're doing on your phone.
Whoa.
Or your smart device. It's just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and everybody loves a smoker. This is sort of like a package to get ready for the Super Bowl kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not only do you get that Traeger, which everybody loves, there is a 65-inch television.
Yeah.
There is a, what is it called? It's a tailgate TV
truck
stand.
Hitch. Yeah.
A truck hitch TV stand. So you can pop that thing on the hitch, put your 65-inch TV, sit out there with your Traeger. There's also a canopy, some really comfy camping chairs. There is a very large cooler, $100 gift certificate or gift card, so you can go buy some goodies, and then invite Michelle and I to the party.
Hey, don't leave me out.
And maybe Mike.
And maybe Mike. Well, I am the antagonist of the year.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so who wants an antagonist around? So,
I mean, all of these items are in this raffle. And one person's going to win it. And tickets are $25.
Say what?
Say what? $25, right?
Bucks. And how much is the prize value?
It's valued over $1,800.
$25 for $1,800.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can also buy five tickets for $100.
Ooh.
So basically, you're getting one free.
All right, y'all know what I want for Christmas.
Just saying.
Get busy, folks. Come on.
That's right.
There you go.
So we're very, very excited about this. So you still have a week to get your tickets purchased again, or you can come by the Thrive office, 1601 10th Street.
We're giving that thing away on the 20th.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Yep.
From today.
Right before Christmas,
yeah.
Great Christmas gifts. You know, I'm one to put lottery tickets in stockings.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great little pre-Christmas treat.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You win or you don't. Just like a lottery ticket. You win or you don't.
That is so cool.
Isn't it?
Well, Michelle, grab the microphone. Did Frank buy a bunch of tickets?
Frank did.
Way to go, Frank.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Frank's new best friend.
We have multiple outdoor cooking devices, but we do not have a smoker. So he is definitely hoping for a big win.
And I bet you don't have a TV stand truck hitch
either. No, we don't have that either. No, but this really is a great prize package. And like Stephanie said, it's very easy to purchase tickets. You don't have to be present to win. When your name is drawn, we will contact you. Mm-hmm. And so you can give us a call. We can take a credit card over the phone. We can even come to your place of business if maybe you have multiple employees that would like to purchase tickets. And we'll do whatever needs to be done to give everybody the opportunity to purchase a ticket.
You got roughly 7 days to get this done.
Yep.
7 days for that great prize at $25 a ticket. I mean, dude.
It's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Yeah. Somebody's going to get a great return on investment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So that is going to be fantastic. The campaign's going well.
The raffle is wrapping up. And then this Friday, our Ricochet tickets are scheduled to go on sale.
Ooh, they're coming
this Friday.
Back.
They're coming March 9th. Yes, they're coming back March 9th, 24. They will be at the Flickinger Center, and we're so excited that they're coming back. Man, we had a great time, did we not?
Oh, yeah, we did. We did. Those guys really picked on me.
Everybody picks on you, Mike.
I know, but I loved it and stuff. You know,
they threatened to lock him in the.
But
in
did he have to say
room.
That I attacked him in the bathroom? I mean, come on, that didn't happen. Did it from the.
We don't know. We don't know that.
I know.
No, but we're very excited.
Great show. Great entertainment.
They're actually going to be giving us a donation.
Yeah.
In March when they're here. They're going to do a big production of that on the stage. So we're very excited about that. Yeah. I mean, it's Ricochet.
Yeah.
It's Ricochet.
How much are tickets, Steph?
Great question. I believe. I believe they are $25, $40, and $50, depending on where you want to sit in the theater. And as we all know, there's not a bad seat in the house at the Flick. No. So
except the room you want to stick me in.
The projector room in the back is where they wanted to lock Mike up in.
Oh. There you go.
You know.
No.
I think they took their cue from Jeff, because when Jeff was here
I had a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. He was heckling Jeff from the.
Well, I just wanted to play the one song.
Yeah.
You know, and I asked him to play that song.
He's walking
back. Has his back, he turned around and did something, and he turned around, and I hollered out, "America." And he just looks back over his shoulder, goes, right at me, and goes,
"Not yet."
Not yet. And then a little bit later, he did it. You know, we just had a tremendous time. I got to fix that microphone. But, anyways, great concert. That's coming up March 9th.
March 9th. That's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we encourage everyone to get their tickets early, because we will be showcasing an ad, a commercial on KOB here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So that's going to go out regionally, or the southern and eastern part of the state. So y'all need to get your tickets as soon as they go on sale, or shortly thereafter. We want to have a packed house, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And those guys, here's the cool thing. You're going to see a great country act, and in the middle of that, a doggone drum line is going to bust out.
And a rock concert.
And a rock concert. Go figure. Go
Man, those guys are so talented. You know, they were just on the Grand Ole Opry several months ago for the first time in, I think Heath said 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just, they've been on every late night talk show. They've won awards, the ACM awards they've won. They're legit, true. I don't want to say that they had their heyday in the 90s because they are on a comeback. They just released another album. They re-recorded all of their hits and then added new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really great new song on there called Sweet Tea, which you need to put in rotation. It is phenomenal.
Well, it's not a Christmas song, but when I get out of
Christmas. But when we get out of the Christmas, yeah, I know. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, I really want Michelle to, in the last few minutes here, I want Michelle to talk about what we have coming up in 24, because 24 is already crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Michelle comes on board, and she just made it crazier.
She did.
Because we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Sure. So April the 5th.
April the 5th.
We'll kick off after, you know, we open up with Ricochet in March. We'll move right into April, and we will have our awards banquet. In the past, Thrive has always had an awards luncheon that we've all attended and loved, and it's a well-attended event. And there was nothing wrong with that event, but I thought that by moving it to the evening hours, it would give people more of an opportunity to come and spend some more time with the rest of the community, other than just trying to do it during your lunch break.
Yeah.
So April the 5th at 6 o'clock, we will have our annual awards banquet over at the Civic Center. Mountain View Catering will be providing a beautiful meal. The theme for this year's banquet, awards banquet, will be a garden of achievement. And so, of course, we're in springtime. You throw garden in there, everything we've achieved over the last year. And so it's going to be a very bright, springy, uplifting banquet.
Yeah.
Heather Bash with the Children's Music Theater. Her kiddos are going to put together some entertainment for us and talk about the importance of community support and volunteerism. And we'll also be hearing from a few of our nonprofit business recipients, organizations that will just be really sharing the impact that being a partner of Thrive has on their nonprofit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great evening. Again, April the 5th, we'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll have you all out of there by about 8, and it's just going to be a great event. So I'm working on ticket prices, working on a sponsorship package, and really the only sponsorships that we'll be selling will be for ticket, will be for tables. That way, if a large organization has multiple people that want to come, it will just make it easier to have everyone seated at the same table if that said business purchases an entire table. And of course, with those sponsorships comes some additional marketing, comes some, you know, additional recognition for your support. So we've got that coming up. And then I do have some other things in the making that I'm not really ready to discuss yet because we're still in the very early stages. But we can jump right into October.
Yeah.
And October the 19th, we'll have our Corks and Shells Pistachio and Wine Festival.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to be good.
That's going to be so good.
It's going to be good. I'm really excited. We actually already have received a couple of craft vendor applications. And, of course, I'm working with a lot of my food truck vendors. And a big shout out to Mesa Verde Enterprises. They have already come on as a sponsor for this event. So I'm excited to continue that partnership with Mesa Verde. And we are so appreciative of everything that they do, not only for Thrive, but for multiple nonprofits in Alamogordo. So 12 to 6, October 19th, Alameda Park. Live music. I've already got two of our regional live entertainment bands booked for the day. I am looking for one more. And of course, I have some ideas for that. And I'm really hoping to bring back the vintage feel of the Cottonwood Festival.
Yeah.
I think that's a very missed event. It was a long-standing event here in Alamogordo. Unfortunately, as events grew, a lot of like events started happening that were able to provide a little bit more. And so a lot of the art and craft vendors and a lot of the food vendors were making the decision to go to those bigger festivals. So by shifting this into October, it's going to be a great time to do that. And I really do want to focus on the true handmade, hand-painted, artisan, handcrafted work. So if anybody is out there listening, please get in touch with me or Stephanie at Thrive, and we'd be happy to give you some more information. The booth fees are going to be very affordable, and we have a great sponsorship package for this event as well. And I'm excited because at Thrive, I'm able to create a sponsorship package that makes it very easy and affordable for any business to become a sponsor, whether you're big like Mesa Verde or you're a little mom and pop place that only has $200 or $300 in your sponsorship budget. We have a package for that. Wow. So I'm very proud that I'm able to make things affordable at Thrive in Southern New Mexico. And here in the near future, we'll decide on a ticket sales date whenever those open up. And it's going to just be a great weekend.
Yeah. Is this going to be a deal where people pay to get into the event, or is this going to be a free event sponsored by and sponsored and paid for by these other businesses, or there will be a charge to get into the...
You know, Mike, we're going to have so much to offer. We'll have multiple wineries from around the region that will be there. And so there is a ticket price.
Good.
It will be very affordable. Again, tickets in advance online will only be $12.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes your wine glass. And you will be able to go to the different wine vendors and sample with your wine glass. So your admission is paying for your tasting glass, basically. And again, $12 online. Even if you want to buy your tickets at the door, the price is only going to go up to $15.
Yeah.
And so honestly, I've, you know, everybody knows I love to go to things like these. It's a learning experience for me, but it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
are we going?
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just buy the glass, and then unless if you find one that you really, really like, you don't have to purchase another glass of wine, because your tasting glass is what you're going to get. Yeah. So we've got the Pistachio Farms, of course, are going to be joining us, and they're a huge part of our community, and both of the Pistachio Farms out there north of town have turned into huge tourist attractions and bring a ton of people to our community. So we're excited to be partnering with them. I'm going to reach out to some of the pecan growers in Las Cruces. And I found a pecan festival in March.
Oh, that's what we're going to.
Yeah. That
she's dragging me kicking and screaming to a pecan festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't imagine there's too much dragging and kicking and screaming on that one.
No, there's really
not. I didn't think so.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. Steph and I are going to go, and we'll probably bring Frank along. We're going to go to that pecan festival. It's held in Old Mesilla.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go check that one out, and I'll pass out some save the date cards and make some more connections and learn a little bit from the event that they're doing.
I am so thrilled that an October event's coming and you guys are doing this.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Quirks and Shells thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Alameda Park. You know, truthfully, we need to figure out how to put multi-level parking at Alameda Park with all the things going on.
Yes.
Because the street's going to get filled and people are going to be walking several blocks, but God, it's going to be so worth it.
It really is going to be a lot of fun. And I've got some great connections, of course, as Stephanie has as well, with the city of Alamogordo.
Mm-hmm.
With my time at the chamber, I've made some really good connections with New Mexico Department of Transportation. And so I'm excited to have those contacts because it's my hope that between them allowing me to use the message boards and, you know, really notifying people that there is an event there, that there's going to be event traffic, that, you know, these things are just things that we have to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, like I said, we go to these festivals all over the place. And unfortunately, if you go to one of these events and expect to just pull up and walk right into the gate, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
If you go to the big wine festival in Las Cruces at the fairgrounds, I mean, I think we've walked a mile to get to the gate before, but you do those kinds of things for wine.
Right. Well, I tell you what, you're not going to park at the Otero County Fair and just walk
exactly.
in the gate. So it's
exactly.
that kind of thing there. So
isn't she awesome?
She is.
She's done this already. Yeah. I mean, I'm just so proud.
So I guess I have to ask, with her there, what do you do now?
I'm taking 24 off.
There you go.
Just kidding.
You know, Stephanie jokes, and she always says, I thought that once Michelle came on that things in my life would slow down a little bit. But we have not slowed down since I got there.
Yeah.
You know, the weekend before last, we were in Ruidoso doing their beautiful Festival of Lights parade. Last Saturday, we were in the Alamogordo Christmas parade. We've done bell ringing three times. Two times is Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch. So it just has been nonstop.
Yeah.
We had our Thrive Christmas party.
We did Shop with a Cop this past Saturday.
Yes, we did. What a success that was.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Such a great event.
Yeah, we've just been busy. So, you know, I'm going to have time to focus on only one thing did not happen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
We're having a great time. So it's going to be, 24, I have no doubt, is going to be another record year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I tell you what, guys, great things going on. $500,000 already raised in the campaign. And then we got the Thrive Grill and Chill going on and all this other stuff coming up.
Yep.
You guys are the dynamic duo.
That's right.
The Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you, as always, Mike.
You betcha. Michelle, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I always enjoy any time we get to come and hang out with you and share all the great things.
With the antagonist of the year. So you guys are fantastic. So thank you very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII CloudCroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.